Now time for the Gilman City Boys Coaches Show. You can hear every Tuesday afternoon here on KTTN 92.3 FM. I kind of feel like Adam Clark. I'm the reporter, you're the coach, and I kind of feel like we're half meteorologists, too. We're sitting there trying to figure out how can we get basketball games in this week. You guys are in the same boat, right?
Yeah, we're just trying to figure out when we can sneak one in and try and stay safe while we're trying to figure that out.
We thought this would be a one-week deal, that you'd have the headaches at the Gilman City Tournament. It's turned into be a month ordeal for the athletic directors around the area.
Yeah, everybody's getting their paychecks and earning every bit of them.
So let's look at the tournament from last week. You got a victory in the consolation semifinals against Newtown Harris, 60-40. How did the boys play in that one, Coach?
You know, I thought we played pretty well. Newtown did a really good job early on in the game in battling with us. I thought they did a good job of trying to control the tempo a little bit and use their personnel well. We got ourselves into a little bit of foul trouble there. But luckily, you know, the tide shifted in the second half. We were able to get their big guy in foul trouble. And, you know, once we got him fouled out, then we were able to just kind of roll inside. Gage Sperry had a great night that night and just scored a bunch of points as soon as, especially after we were able to get their main post player out of there. And so that really helped us pull away and secure that victory.
You went through a string in December where you're kind of stuck in about 18 to maybe 32, 33 points a game, and it's hard to win when you score that. So you didn't beat East Harrison, but you put 58 on the board. You scored 60 against Newtown Harris, and much more in February, Coach, when you've been able to play. We got thrown there because of the way the weather's been. Your offense has been much better. What's been the key to getting the ball in the hoop more often for the Hawks?
Well, I think, you know, this group of guys, we got off to a rough start this year, and that they haven't really – they spent the first time of the year trying to define their roles. We had some guys move spots or, you know, some new guys step in. And so they just – I felt like they needed time just to get comfortable in what we wanted them to do and come to terms with it in some aspects. And so, you know, once we got several games under our belt and the boys kind of understood what my expectations were of them, that really helped us gel a little bit. You know, guys were starting to figure out how they could feed each other the ball in spots where they could score. And I think some of them surprised themselves that they could score. And so, you know, I think just, you know, basketball is the longest season we have. And so it sometimes takes that time to get to the point where you want to be playing some of your better ball.
So in saying this, I know that we still have to get stuff melted and get the country kids to the school and get them on the bus and get them to games. But temperatures are going to be in the 40s tomorrow and Thursday, and you got two road games. Mercer has been moved to tomorrow. It's not going to be played tonight. You go to Albany on Thursday. Getting those games in, for I think especially for your team, because you got a pretty decent rhythm going right now. Going into districts, I know you really want to play those two games.
Yeah, we definitely need to see that floor. You know, today's a nasty day, and we don't want to get out, so you're not going to, there's not going to be much of getting out and seeing a basketball floor. So, you know, we really want to step on the floor and play Mercer and Albany. Both those teams know how to get up and down the floor, and they play physical and they play hard. And so those would be two great games to play right before you go into districts, when we have to see Pattonsburg, who's a very good team, and they do a lot of good things. And so I think, you know, if we could play some good ball there, you know, put up some good fights and see if we can stick out full quarters and fight all the way, you know, it could really help us out.
I'm impressed with Mercer, and I'm kind of intrigued by how far the Cardinals might be able to go in the postseason, because if you look at them, they have, you know, their starting five is good, and I think they come off with about two or three guys off the bench who are equally as good, and you don't know who their number one guy is. I just think that they have a very much above average to elite team that just has really good overall balance.
They do. They have a lot of guys that can step up and be a leader on any given night, put a bunch of points on the board, and they usually have two or three in double digits, if not four. And you know, their defense is good. You know, we've seen Mercer boys for a couple years now, and they play really tough defense. That matchup zone that they play can really cause you some headaches in trying to figure out how to attack it. And you know, they do a really good job of sharing the ball and finding the hot hand and putting a bunch of points on the board.
Yeah, one seed, deserved one seed up there at North Harrison next week are the Cardinals of Mercer. Gilman City has the seventh seed. Before we talk about Pattonsburg on Monday, Coach, you got a game over at Albany. You know, certainly a team that at 5-12, they haven't lit the world on fire with their record this year, but they play in the GRC West, and there's a lot of good teams over there.
Yeah, absolutely. They they know how to battle, because if they don't, they're going to get hammered in that GRC schedule. They've got a nice tough schedule, which really tests their skill and their ability to play ball. And so, you know, it's going to be a matchup for us where we're going to have to really bring our A game. You know, we want to compete in that game. Maybe we can get into the fourth quarter where we can compete right down to the wire. And in order to do that, we're going to have to match their intensity and their style of play. And I think it'll be a great test for us.
Sounds like one of the things that the guys have kind of figured out is, instead of hunting for their own shots and trying to get their points and thinking that that's the way that they're going to break an offensive slump, they've kind of bought into, this is going to be offensively, it's a team of five, and we have to run the offense and be able to get our shots to get the ball in the hoop. Have they kind of really bought into that more here over the last 4 weeks?
Well, I don't know if we've completely bought into it, but yes, we've definitely gotten a little bit better. We've spent a lot of time trying to figure out how we best score. And, you know, early on in the year, we did struggle at that. We had some guys trying to create their own shots instead of just trying to create within the offense. And you know, I've made some adjustments throughout the season as well to try and help the boys simplify that in what is our best ways of scoring. And I think part of that is just, you know, if we get an opportunity to fast break down the floor, whether it's after a turnover, a rebound, or even after the other team makes a bucket, just really push hard down the floor and get into an early offense where we can get good looks when the defense may not be set up. And I think, you know, that's helped us here the last couple games, against, especially in our conference games and then the conference tournament, that really helped us against a few teams.
So we'll talk about Pattonsburg here, because you know, we'll see what happens on Monday, 4:30. Pattonsburg, the 2 seed, Gilman City, the 7. You and I have had this discussion through the years, Adam, that districts or playoffs, just if you lose, you're done. If you win, you go on. It's a whole different atmosphere, and where I feel like it's a different atmosphere is if you guys, as a 7 seed, the longer that you keep things close against Pattonsburg, if you can stay in the first quarter, you know, be right there at halftime, you're going to put a lot of pressure on Pattonsburg, and Pattonsburg to do, just stay in the game as long as possible, right?
Right. You know, I believe that's a great way of putting it. You know, Pattonsburg's the 2 seed. You know, they're definitely favored. We're the underdog. So, you know, we need to look at it as the aspect is there's no pressure on us. Nobody expects us to beat Pattonsburg. And so everybody expects Pattonsburg to win, and that's on them. And so if we can play loose and relaxed and, you know, maybe get some shots and play some good defense from time to time, maybe that pressure will start weighing heavy on Pattonsburg. Maybe it creates a tough offensive set for them where they struggle at executing or making shots, and we'll just see how long we can, you know, ride that thing. And like you said, if we can get into the second half and keep it within striking distance and maybe get a good flow going, find a hot hand, who knows what could happen.
You saw them 2 months ago, and they beat you 70-22. And, you know, we talked about, you're a different team now than you were on the 7th of December. Where are the storylines much different for your team than the first time around against Pattonsburg, Coach?
Well, when we saw them, it was early in December. You know, we really hadn't found, you know, we still hadn't found our sea legs. You know, we were still struggling at executing much of anything at that point. Teams were having their way with us with a little bit of full court pressure and causing a lot of turnovers, and they were getting a bunch of transition points. I think we've gotten a lot better since then. You know, I think we've come to understand our team philosophies a little bit better and concepts and what we can do to help ourselves out. And I think the guys just themselves have developed a little more confidence. You know, they play with a little more confidence and a little more relaxation on the floor, where they can function without trying to think too hard about it. So if we can keep that thought process going and just kind of play loose and free and keep going with the game instead of getting snowballed into making mistakes, I think we could have a good game there.
I think what I'm seeing from the scoreboard and from the discussions with you, Adam, is that the confidence is coming from, they're winning a couple, they're still losing more than they win, but even in the losses, they're competitive. You know, they're in that 5 to maybe 15-point category where there's still some doubt going into the fourth quarter, and you get in games like that, it does give you some confidence, does it not?
Yeah, I think it definitely does. You know, you can play a few games and get buried, and we did that early on in the year. I think one of the games that, or matchups that we saw that was a perfect example, is North Harrison. Earlier in the year, they just had their way with us, and we just seemed like everything we did created a turnover or a giveaway. And the second time we played them, you know, they were still able to beat us, but they had to work at it. We made them work for it, and we hung around for a while. until they pulled away late in the game.
Appreciate the time, Coach. Good luck with the games coming up this week. And we'll talk to you after that Pattonsburg game a week from today.
Thanks a lot, Tom.